Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is this Chris?
This is. Is this Alicia?
It's Alicia, yeah, with the Rural Roots, yeah. It's just myself today, but how's it going? Thanks for wanting to chat with us.
Hey, no problem. Loving the tune.
Thank you. Thanks, yeah. It's a great one. Like, it's pumpy and yeah, we love it too. Thanks.
So the tune we are talking about is "Love Me Better," new
it
stuff
sure
from
is.
The Rural Roots. A little bit of a tongue twister.
yeah, it is.
So tell me, what's the story behind this song, Alicia?
Well, we instantly fell in love with the song. So we were pitched the song. So we write our own music, but sometimes we're also pitched songs from songwriters and friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard the song. It really instantly. We fell in love with it. It's basically, you know, like when you fall in love and you know it's the real deal kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so upbeat. We just really loved it. And Brendan and I, we've been together since we were actually in middle school. So we've played music together as well, like on and off and professionally. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a great song for the two of us. And, we had a lot of fun recording it. We recorded it down in Calgary. And we had all of Brett Kissel's crew to help us with that. And, we're excited to put it out to the world.
Brett Kissel's crew in the studio with you guys. There's a little bit of talent in that band.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Yeah, those guys they're such great guys. And, you know, so much talent, award-winning musicians. Very, very lucky and feel blessed to have them in our lives.
Now, I was reading on your website... one of you is from the Maritimes?
Yeah, actually, we both kind of are. I was raised in New Brunswick, born and raised.
Okay.
And Brendan and I, we met in middle school in New Brunswick. His mom's from there.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I'm right, just right out of Moncton is where I'm from.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, there's a tie there. Who's from where?
Yeah, no, I'm from there, and I, like, we moved here to Alberta. Like, Brendan's originally from here in Alberta, mm-hmm. but we moved here about 10 years ago. I'm from out east. And I don't really have much of an accent when I'm out here, but when I speak with people from back home, it sure comes out.
You know what? I'm the same way. I live in Halifax. I've been here 20 years, but if I go to Cape Breton for even a day or two, you know, I pick up all the slang so quick.
Oh, 100%.
Now,
absolutely.
You guys are a husband and wife duo.
We are.
Which isn't uncommon, but kind of rare as well. What are some of the challenges of being a husband and wife duo?
Oh, you know, I can't speak for Brendan, but I will. he always knows like right away when something's wrong on stage or something, or mm-hmm. if we're in a little cat fight beforehand or something, you know, like we're upset with each other. You can tell like instantly when we're on stage together. But some of the challenges would be more like, you know, like songwriting sometimes. We have different styles and mm-hmm. different likes and stuff. So it's a little hard sometimes to collaborate and, you know, get a feel for what each other is liking, where mm-hmm. we're both so artistic and, you know, different sometimes. So that's why sometimes it's good to have like songs that are pitched where, you know, we can both listen to something outside the box and say, yeah, that's a great one for us. But yeah, other than that, maybe just being on stage and having had an argument before.
Has that happened?
Oh yeah. Well, that happens all the time, but you know, we usually can set our differences aside for on stage. And sometimes that, you know, we even can work off of that, right?
Yeah. That I would love to see. Just, are they arguing?
Yeah. It's funny because we're so close together that mm-hmm. When we're watching others perform on stage, we can kind of tell like when something's off a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat because we on stage too, we're like, if I move this way, he moves this way. We're just kind of like in sync that way, right, too. So.
Just go over and unplug his guitar. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. What?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. The mic must have fell.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you guys have planned coming up for 2021? What are you looking forward to?
Well, we're hoping for things to, you know, move along quickly here in Alberta with opening up. And mm-hmm. So we would like to, we have another single that we're set to release summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping to be able to go across Canada and, you know, promote that radio tour and playing and stuff. So we do have some virtual shows lined up.
Awesome.
And we had festivals lined up as well, but I mean, we'll see here in Alberta how that works and across the country, I guess. But as far as that goes, we're just kind of hoping and staying positive and, you know, that we can get out to maybe meet, like, visit you guys. That would be awesome.
Well, I would love to have you guys be able to come visit and do this in studio. I love in studio visits.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It would be great to be able to go back home and you know, just breathe in that ocean air. I miss so much.
So true. Now, one final question, Alicia. Where can fans get the music? Where can they find the Rural Routes?
Well, we are online everywhere, all social medias. They can find us on our website, which leads them to everywhere, www.theruralroutes.com.
Amazing. Alicia, thank you so much for your time today. Loving the tune, Love Me Better. Can't wait to hear more new music from you coming up in the summer.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having a chat with me.
You're so welcome. Anytime, my phone line's always open for you. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.